Starting a new business is very exciting. I know, I've started several. You have a great idea. Your mind is filled with opportunity, with possibility, with ambition, because this is the one. This is the idea that's going to make you financial freedom, independence. You're going to be your own man, your own woman, your own boss. I mean, you're realistic. Sure, you know there's going to be some challenges, obstacles, even a few roadblocks to overcome. But you're up for it, you're ready, and you're going to make it happen. Now, if you're an entrepreneur or if you've started anything new, you will recognize this early stage enthusiasm. It's actually a lot like falling in love, and I'm sure you know what that feels like, because everything smells of roses and possibility, and you are in love. You're in love with an idea. And they say love is blind, if not quite blind. It certainly doesn't see everything absolutely clearly. And this is why so many relationships break up. And after a while, the person you fell for, well, maybe they're not quite as perfect as you imagined. And when you get a peek underneath the surface, beneath the first impression, maybe all is not as it seemed. But on the other hand, if we were genetically programmed never to fall in love, if we were all just realists, then relationships would never happen. And if entrepreneurs were not programmed to be overly enthusiastic about their idea, many new businesses would never get started. And that wouldn't be good. But just as many long-term relationships lose their sparkle over time, so many business owners lose their enthusiasm. I get to have lots of honest conversations with business owners, and many of whom have had businesses for 20 or 30 years. And they've done very well by all accounts, but now they're reaching burnout. They've built a business that one stage they dreamed of, but now feels more like a prison cell, and they're wearing those golden handcuffs. I was reminded of this recently because I met a business owner that I've known for about 30 years, and I knew he'd recently sold his business, but he didn't look to me like he was celebrating his success or celebrating the 30 years of business. In fact, he just looked worn out. He was just tired of it all. The joy, the thrill of business had been entirely beaten out of him. And when we talked, he summed it up like this. He said, "I hated it." Now, maybe you think, well, shouldn't he be grateful for the success and prosperity that he enjoyed? But that had long since burnt away, and now he was just fed up. You see, there's a difference between falling in love and building a long-term relationship. And falling in love is the easy part. And as we all know, long-term relationships, well, they can be hard work. And there's a difference between starting a new business and building a long-term sustainable business. And you guessed it, starting out is the easy part. Long-term sustainability in anything requires hard work and commitment. But it's also where the greatest reward is found. And my question is, do you want a business that starts great but burns out in 6 months? Or do you want a business that you could prosper in for decades, and in some stage in the future, at a peak value, you could sell it and finally retire and sail off into the sunset? Because that's achievable. But let's talk straight. That's going to take a lot of hard work, planning, and preparation. But knowing this in advance, knowing that this is the road, is crucial. Because then you can be aware and you can be prepared for how things might change in the future. Now, I look at it as being in one of three stages of businesses. And right now, as you're listening, you're probably fall into one of these three stages. I think it's very important that you recognize both the stage of business you're in and the stage you're transitioning to. Because if you know where you're transitioning to, you can be prepared and you can do it consciously. They can also always choose to remain in one stage. So you might start a business and it's just you, and you could be anything. You could be a chiropractor, a copywriter, a software engineer, a builder, an electrician, a carpenter. You could be doing anything. And you might decide, you know what, I'm doing this because it gives me a little bit more freedom than being employed by someone else. And maybe it's more profitable. Maybe you can earn more money working for yourself than you can for someone else. And you know that stage two would require you to build a team, to build a bigger business. And that's a responsibility you don't want. So you may decide, you know what, I'm doing well here in stage one. and I'm making a choice to stay at stage one of business. Now, that's absolutely fine, as long as it's your decision, as long as that's a lifestyle choice, not because you just get stuck there because you don't know what you need to do to move on. So in stage one, well, that is the excitement phase, the honeymoon period, because you're building a business, you're growing, and you're working very hard, but come on, you're loving it. You're living the dream. And it's just you running every aspect of the business. Or maybe you've one or two employees at the early stage. It can be a really fun stage. And it's decades ago for me, but I remember it well. And I've done it on a number of occasions. And then we drift to the mid stage, which is stage two. Now, this often comes after you've achieved some success. That might be 2 to 5 years in business. And you have some stability. So let's say you're a contractor and you were doing just all small jobs by yourself. And slowly over time, you took on a couple of people and you got a good reputation and people liked your work. And now you're not hustling for work anymore. Now you have a stable of customers and now you have people knocking on your door. So now you have a solid business, probably just you and a couple of guys, and you realize you need to build that. So you've moved from the early stage. And now what you need is you need to build a structure in your business. And if your business is going to grow, you'll need people, you need a team, and you'll need processes. And you realize that there are things you're going to have to learn if you're going to grow, and how to delegate and how to hire and reward and build a culture is going to be a huge part of that. Because moving from stage one to mid stage is largely about developing business skills and hiring great people. It's about building a team in your business. Unfortunately, this is the stage that most businesses, I'm going to guess about 95% of businesses, get stuck at. They never move beyond the stage because they never really do it properly. Because let's face it, it's less fun. We've moved from the excitement of the early stage entrepreneur into structure. And if your nature is entrepreneurial, it means you always like new things, you like variety, you like change, you like ideas. And transferring that into a business that requires structure can be very hard. And most entrepreneurs seem to be unable to do it. Because you've built a successful business, you have the stability, and you're probably beginning to enjoy some of the trapping of success. I mean, in all intents and purposes, you've made it. If excitement is the fuel of building a new business, then structure and culture is now what's needed to move that business into the next stage. And building structure just isn't that much fun for many entrepreneurs. Well, it may not be fun, but it's essential if you're going to grow your business. And because so many entrepreneurs struggle with this, they just get stuck here. And they can still build their business to a degree, but they're stuck in that point of still being the entrepreneur and never fully becoming the business owner. This is where my friend got stuck. Now, don't get me wrong, he'd been stuck there for decades and he'd built a very successful business. I certainly know at times the money was rolling in, but that's not the problem. The problem was he was the core of his business. Now he had staff and he had some management, but he had remained the core of his business. So as the business grew, as the contracts came in, so did the pressure continually grow on him. Now, eventually, that wears on any business owner, on any entrepreneur. I have been there. It's not pleasant. But you get stuck in it, and the years pass, and it just wears you out. And at the end of that, you hate your business. It makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, I remember this really, really well. And the image that sticks in my mind was one of standing in a tennis court. Have you ever been in a tennis court, one of those automatic ball machines that fires balls out when you don't have an opponent, and you're standing there and you're lobbing the balls back? So imagine you really rack that up and the tennis balls are flying out, and they're flying at you so fast that you can barely keep up. At one stage, that's what business felt like for me. The balls were continually coming. It was all I could do just to keep lobbing the balls back. Thinking about structure, process, you forget it. I was just trying to hit balls. I remember at the time someone talking about how we could grow the business. And I'm thinking, are you crazy? I can barely keep up as it is. Growing the business is like putting in another tennis ball machine. It will kill me. I can't do it. The problem is, if you get stuck here in your business, it will sink you, it will kill you. This is why so many business owners burn out, because they get stuck in that tennis court lobbing balls and they never figure out how to move beyond that. If you're in that position now, you have three choices. One is stay there and it will kill you. It will be hell. Second is a choice is to shrink back, is to do less business, is to shrink the business back to something where you can still be the one who manages everything, but it's a lot more manageable. Now, a lot of people never think that I have a choice to make my business smaller, but for some people, that's the choice. You know what? You may need to cut back to 75% of the business you're doing so that it's manageable and so you have a better life balance. The other choice, and the choice I made, was learn how to run a business properly. You see, when we start a business, we do it because of our technical skills. We're a builder, we're a carpenter, we're an accountant, we're a copywriter, we're a software engineer. And we have a technical skill. I was basically just a salesman and I could sell stuff, so I went out selling. But still, I was building it on that skill of me generating business and me selling. And there's only so much you can do. And the realization that came to me was that this is going to burn me out unless I figure out how to run a business. And learning the skills of running a business are different to having the technical skills. And you have to realize my technical skills got me here, but they're not the skills that will get me there. If I don't change those skills, I will remain here. If I want to move forward, I need to learn business skills. And learning business skills means you need to understand finance. You need to understand your accounts. You need to understand cash flows. And you need to learn how to hire great people and create a great culture. The fundamental skill that will take you from stage one to stage two successfully in your business and beyond is learning how to hire great people, to delegate, and to create a great culture. But in my experience, this is where most people fail. And they fail because this is hard. We're rewiring ourselves. We're learning something new. But this is the land of reward. This is where the rewards actually are found. It's the buried treasure. Because when you learn how to build a business properly, you learn how to create great management teams, great people in your business, great culture. And then you build a business that you won't end up hating because it's a properly run business. And properly run businesses run without drama. They run without the firefighting all day long that wears you out. And most importantly, they run without you being operationally involved in the business. Now, this takes time, but this is when you have a business and no longer have a job. You see, a job will eventually wear you out. You will eventually get tired doing it, which is why these guys that do this for decades get burnt out and hate their business. But if you learn how to run it properly, you end up at a business. And if you end up at a good business, you don't get tired, you get rich. This is where you want to take your business. This is where I took my business. Now, finally, stage three of business. And this is where my friend ended up. You don't have to get to stage three, but it's where you get to if you don't properly transition into stage two. So stage three is when you're at the end of the game. And this is where my friend was. Stage three is probably because of your age. He was in his early 60s. So in his mind, it was too late for him to learn a new skills, to rewrite the software and go back and go, do you know what? I now need to build a proper culture in my business. I now need to build proper teams in my business. And I need to put people in place to run my business so that I don't have to fight all the fires. Because if he'd done that, then someone else could be running the business day to day and he could be enjoying the profits. I'm telling you, he wouldn't be saying he hated his business. But if you get to stage three, and for many people I meet, they're at stage three and it's really just too late. They're never going to go back and do that work and they just take the money and run. And that's why you don't want to let yourself drift into stage three. You do not want to let yourself drift into hating your business, because then all that's left is to take the money and run. And the problem is, now you're taking the money and running from a business that's not structured well enough for you to make it profitable enough to sell for a really high price. If you have a well-structured business with a management team running that business, you're going to sell it for a much higher price. But you know, my friend, in fact, he was one of the lucky ones because he did have a good business and he had a profitable business. He was just tired running it, but he had a business he could sell, so he was able to retire. Many business owners have a business that's so dependent on them that they just can't sell it. And so then they have a choice. They either stay doing it until they drop or until they can afford to close and retire. If you're a beginner on the road as an entrepreneur, you have to realize that this is the road ahead. And once you know it's the road ahead, you can begin to make choices about what it is that you want to do with your business, and you can learn the necessary skills. You can decide what you want from your business. You can realize that transitions will need to be made, or you'll get stuck in any one of the stages. Now, maybe you already have the skills to guide your business through these stages, and that's great. If not, maybe you recognize that you will now either need to acquire new skills, or you'll need to hire people to have those skills. But at least you're aware of this and you won't fumble into it and wonder what's going wrong. Because now you've been forewarned, and forewarned means you're prepared. And if you're prepared, you can do something about it and you can create better outcomes for you and your business. You know, entrepreneurship, it's very exciting. And building a sustainable business, that's less exciting. But it is very rewarding. Whatever road you choose, I wish you the very, very best of luck. Until next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please do subscribe, share on social media, tell your friends about it, or leave a comment. It all helps us grow the show and share our message. Thank you for listening. See you on the next episode of The Inner Entrepreneur. Take care.